1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show, and previously on the Phil Henry Show. Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, ma'am.
Let me ask the question for you, lady, so that you don't have this lady in Miami. Ma'am, you're from Miami, correct?
Yes, I'm
And you're
from Miami.
Cuban, correct?
Yes, I'm Cuban.
Have you ever strapped a leaf blower on your back?
Never in my life. Never.
There you go,
anybody
right there. There you
family.
Go. No Cuban is good enough to say they're all too good.
Ma'am,
all too good
ma'am,
to work.
My
they
family,
work.
I was born in Cuba. My whole family was born in Cuba.
They got no goddamn leaf blower down in Cuba. You put on a leaf blower in Cuba.
Do you hear me speaking
Listen
English?
To the lady
I speak
talking.
Proper English. Unlike you talking like this, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you
people
damn racist.
Like
listen to Cuban people. See, they're
okay,
all racist. They all hate
proper.
Black people.
Okay,
no, wait a minute.
I live in Miami. I have an office job. I'm an office manager. I am only 20 years old. Okay?
Well, you must have some damn
I
bad offices down in Miami.
My mom was
what kind
born
of office
raised
is that?
In Havana. Okay? You don't know, have you ever seen a Cuban person? You were saying that we have chocolate skin. Honey, I am whiter than milk.
They got
okay?
all the Cubans are multiracial. Yeah, they're black Cubans.
Cubans
are...
There's blacks, there's white, there's
all right.
tan.
So what am
my
I
daughter,
saying then?
My daughter, she's tan.
Perro con salsa. You know what that
tan
means,
and
don't
I'm
you?
White.
Perro con salsa.
Oh, perro con salsa. You know what, ma'am? You're the most ignorant person I have ever heard in my life.
You see,
life.
What you're doing, lady, is you're baiting people with the perro con salsa
you
and
know,
the leaf blower thing.
So ignorant.
No,
I have never
Phil,
in my life
no, I'm making a point, and nobody's picked up the point. Here's the point I'm trying to make.
You are so
No.
Let me
just finish here, okay? Y'all come up here from Cuba, but when's the last time you stood on a freeway off-ramp and sold an orange?
Oh, my God. This
you ain't never done
so
that, have
I
you?
I swear to
you
God,
ain't never done that.
So ignorant.
I would rather that boy, that alien Gonzalez.
I see black people, white people selling oranges. I see all kinds of people selling everything on the street.
I would rather that little boy.
I do not know what you are talking
I'm
about.
I'm talking about alien
okay?
Gonzalez, that little boy from Cuba.
I see all kinds of people
I would rather he go back to Cuba
okay?
and eat rat meat than not know how to use a leaf blower. That's
ma'am,
all I'm trying to
you
say.
You know what? You don't even know what's going on in Cuba, so you shouldn't even be on the radio talking, okay?
I know what's going on in Cuba right now.
You know what? Cubans, or you know why they come over here? Because there's nothing but suffering over there, okay?
Oh, so what, they
got to
come over here and stink
and
everything up for us.
That's
everybody
why
having
over
a good
here, okay?
time. You know
that's
we were
why
having
they risked their lives
yeah, right.
in the ocean
right.
coming over here. That
you know,
boy,
I'll tell you something right now. We were having a good
over
time
there.
Over in this country.
Those
America,
people, you know what
we were having a good time.
There,
you stuck your
gonna,
Cuban face over in our country
feel
now.
Like crap.
Yeah, you can feel like crap in your own damn country. We're having a damn party over here till the Cubans showed up. And now
you
people are party pooping.
Cubans come over here on a raft.
Yeah,
you know what the first thing they do is they look for a job.
The first thing they do.
All Cubans that I've known are all hard working.
Breaking into a house is not a job. Breaking into a house is not a job, okay?
My brother, oh man.
First thing you do is look for a job.
You know what?
First thing
he's
you do is look for a house to break into.
The working man I've ever known in my life.
Who's that? Who's your brother, James Brown? I'm talking about all these people come over here from Cuba, and we were having a good time over here. Y'all wash up on a damn
oh my
beach.
God. You don't even know what you're
wait,
talking
wait, wait,
about.
Wait, 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 hold on for a minute. This
Miami?
Is turning into an indictment.
In
wait, ma'am, wait. This is turning into an indictment of Cubans. I don't want that. We're talking about that little boy, Elian Gonzalez. Everybody comes to this country and works hard, okay?
Exactly.
You were saying that Elian Gonzalez should be given to a mainstream American family. The sooner he figures out how it works over here, the better.
That's right. And that's why I said
you know
the sooner that that boy...
With his family
I think
here,
the sooner
that
that boy puts on plastic gloves.
Very good care of him.
Can I ask
okay.
you a question, ma'am? Can I ask you a question?
What?
Have you ever made a footlong at Subway sandwich shop?
Oh my God!
You never
Jesus
made a footlong.
Christ.
See,
yeah,
you don't have no damn. You have no goddamn. You got no goddamn talent to do nothing.
Oh, and
what are you talking about? Making a
stupid. You know that?
No, I'm telling that boy should put on a pair of plastic gloves and make a footlong.
Because you yeah. don't know any, you are so ignorant.
Absolutely.
You are so ignorant.
I'm ignorant, huh?
I swear to God.
What college did you go to?
I swear to God, you
what,
are so
what
ignorant.
What college did you go to?
I'm sorry?
What college did you go to?
What college? I'm going to Miami-Dade right now, man.
Miami-Dade, that blows.
Night school.
Not
it's
Miami-Dade,
a college.
Night
I don't
school.
Care what, it's a college. I'm
I went
to
I went to Fapman Institute.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, Miami-Dade, wow.
You're
Miami
more ignorant Dade. Than any other person that hasn't gone to college.
What, Fapman Institute? That's one of the best colleges in Alabama.
Good for you. Good for you. But
okay.
you know what? You're still ignorant.
Well, you're still ignorant.
Ignorant.
You're going to
you
Miami-Dade.
You have a doctorate, and you're still ignorant.
Oh, you going to okay, two, you're going to a two-year.
You know what, ma'am? You
get
you are
double A.
You know what? You are a lost case. I swear
no,
to
I'm
God.
I'm not a lost case.
You
hey,
are
listen.
Such a lost case. You don't know what even. You don't even know what you're talking about. Where do you live in Alabama?
No, I live in California. I live in California.
Seen, you've never seen a Hispanic person in your life.
I see Mexicans walking all through
okay.
Los Angeles all the time.
Oh my God,
time,
Mexicans.
Okay?
But I'm not Mexicans. Mexicans are totally different. Than
are you Spanish? You speak Spanish?
Yes, I speak Spanish.
Then you a damn Mexican.
Oh my God.
All right.
God,
okay.
Lady,
thank you. Thank you very much for your call,
Phil Henry. Flashback.
Phil Landry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And we have a number for you for our My Friend's Place campaign. We've made $114,000 since the inauguration of our this year's My Friend's Place campaign. We're selling the best of the Phil Landry Show CD. And that goes for $23.50 on our website. All the proceeds go to My Friend's Place. $114,000 and change. Thank you very much from My Friend's Place. Got an old friend with us on the line from Hermosa Beach. If we can just get him up here for a second. I was going to talk to Jeff Dowder, and he's going to be talking to us from Hermosa. Is the band practicing out there? I think they are. In any event, from Hermosa Beach is Jeff Dowder. He's with the band Dark Horse, and they've got pretty big gigs coming up this weekend. Jeff, you over there?
We took a couple of breaks from rehearsal, and it's just an opportunity for me to talk about some things I think are pretty important, not only to Southern California.
You know that we broadcast nationally.
I'm sorry?
You know that we broadcast nationally, right?
I heard that you had gone syndicated, a few months ago, so that's very good, man, and congratulations to you on that. And also, we're talking to some people who've come out to see the band this weekend, and we do have some concerns for the artistic community in Southern California and across the United States, too.
All right, now there is a strike going on. There is a strike of Teamsters right now. They're not carrying the Internet Bakery products, the Interstate Bakery products.
Well, I just want to back up a little bit, Phil. The use of marijuana, which is about 150 years old in this country, we have a recorded usage of marijuana of about 150 years in this country. The use of marijuana and the use of sedative hypnotics that create a desire and a need for blood sugar is a long-standing use. Now, what has happened, and if I just want to just back up, the blood sugar, when you use marijuana, drops.
Now, this is going to tie in with the strike, right?
Yeah, I'm going about it in a kind of a roundabout way, but I just wanted to give you some background on this.
Okay.
When you smoke marijuana, the blood sugar drops. That sets up a craving for what has traditionally been called a munchies or what have you. The use of marijuana, or what you would call marijuana, what you may call a cannabis sativa, members of the artistic community call a ganja, has been a boon for snack makers. You have some $100 to $200 million worth of snack food sales a year that is directly attributable to the usage of ganja usage. Twinkies, Ho-Ho, Little Debbie Cake, Hostess Cupcake, Cheese Whiz, what have you, Pepperidge Farm Goldfish. Now, this strike by the Teamsters against the manufacturers of the Ho-Ho and other snack cakes eliminates the snack food from some 30 million legitimate ganja users in the country. That includes musicians, artistic people, actors, cancer patients who have glaucoma and other cancer diseases, writers, poets, and people who rely on the use of the ganja for their creativity. Also, there's religious usages. The Native American, the Native Jamaican, who will suffer if they are using the ganja and they have the blood sugar drop and the blood sugar enhancers like the Debbie Cake is not available.
Well, I was not familiar with this strike. Now, Twinkie sales, Hostess Cupcake sales, you say $100 to $200 million a year are sold to ganja users?
Well, I mean, I want to ask a favor of you. I'm in the artistic community. I'm a musician. Those of us in the artistic community use the word ganja. We don't. And if you would use marijuana...
You don't want me to use ganja?
I would appreciate if you not. That's the artistic community uses ganja. The rest of you... people use marijuana.
All right, so ganja users.
Well, basically what we're talking about, Phil, the artists, musicians, actors, we use ganja for creative inspiration. Name some album that you like that has not been produced under the usage of ganja. I dare you to. Name an album. Go ahead.
You're asking me. What you're saying is...
Just name an album that you like.
Sgt. Pepper's. I guess they were smoking dope.
The Beatles is well documented. The Beatles were using the ganja during the production process of Sgt. Pepper. All right, let's conversely, Britney Spears does not use ganja, man. I think it's fairly obvious to all of us you know, I mean, you don't have to be no, what do you want to call, brain surgeon or something to know about that.
And all right, the usage of marijuana and ganja in artistic circles among actors and among musicians for their inspiration is one thing. But getting involved in a strike, okay?
Those people, once they use the ganja, need the blood sugar enhancers. So, you know, my band, we smoke ganja, and I'd like to have somebody to have that common courtesy, the common decency to have a ho-ho cake around, man. I mean, what's up with that? You know, I smoke a fat one. I blast the owl. I spark up an owl, okay? I blast up fatty. Next thing you know, I'm looking around for the ho-hos, and some son of a bitch is on strike and not delivering. You can't go backstage and not have no ho-ho there, man. There's deep trouble. And so that's why we're calling on...
Okay, hold the line here for just a second, Jeff, okay?
Right, we got to get back to our rehearsal.
Hold on for just a minute. Jeff Dowder with Dark Horse is with us. Getting involved in a strike, there is no Twinkie delivery because of the strike between Interstate Bakers and the Teamsters. And he says that marijuana users, members of the artistic community who use marijuana are suffering. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about the use of marijuana, or as it is called by Jeff Dowder of the group Dark Horse, ganja. And it is called ganja by... It's called ganja only by musicians and artists?
Yeah, Phil, musicians and artists, actors, poets, writers, we call it ganja because that it is something we use for our inspiration. People such as yourself or whatever, regular people call it marijuana. And
you had a... by the way... Did Craig get the tape? What's the name of that new single that you have?
Oh, yeah, we got a new single out. It's called I Got Some New Love and It Belongs to You, and we're very proud of it. Hold on for just a second, Phil. I wanted to give a riff on that thing.
Because I know, Craig, didn't you have that? He's got it somewhere.
We sent him a CD copy.
He has it somewhere.
Well, let me give you a riff. We're very proud of this. It's called I Got New Love and It Belongs to You. I don't have my band with me.
Well, we can move on with what we're talking about.
Now, let me just give you a sample of some of the riff on this, because it's so awesome. Can you hear me, Phil?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. I got some new love and it belongs to you. I got new love. It's gonna be true. I got some new. It's really intricate, man. It's really intricate. Hold on. 1, 2, 3. A new love belongs to you. New love. It's gonna be true. New love. God damn. It tires me out, but it's got a very intricate pattern. What I'm going to be using on the song.
That's great. When we find a CD, we want to play it. Getting back to the use of ganja, as you call it, for creative purposes.
Yeah, so in other words, Phil, when you use ganja for creative purposes, now we got the Twinkie strike, now you got yourself a problem because you've got a lot of artists and musicians who are using the ganja, blasting up. I go over to the cupboard maybe for the Little Debbie cake or the Pepperidge Farm Goldfish, and you don't have that, and it may sound trivial, but it's just a little thing that takes the edge off. That's why we're pissed off more than anything else.
Okay, Jeff Dowder with us from Dark Horse. I don't know if you have any other ganja users. Ganja users are artists?
Ganja users are artists.
And everybody else is a marijuana user?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here is Chiefland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing, Phil?
Yes, sir.
I'm calling from Chiefland, Florida. First, I want to say that I'm an artist. I'm currently working on getting my master's in fine arts. I'm a photographer. I'm also a painter.
That's great.
Out of about 30 of the guys that I know, I think about 4 might be dope smokers. And by no means does the Interstate Bakery strike even cross their mind as a potential grandstanding.
No, but what I'm talking about is the use of ganja for artistic reasons, all right? Hello?
I really don't see how it affects anything. I mean, it's so menial in this whole circumstance of
if you're a ganja user.
Well, wait a minute. This man here is an artist. You're getting a degree in fire. You're a painter, sir?
Yes.
Well, I mean, what do you paint? Is it what renderings, or do you do original concepts? Do you do portrait art? What do you do?
I do photography and I do digital based art.
So you're doing, like, portraits of people and stuff, right?
No.
See, that's like, that would be wrong for you to smoke the ganja if you were doing somebody's portrait, because it would be just probably come out, you know, all kinds of stuff.
I don't
know what I'm saying?
Portraits.
What?
I don't do portraits.
You're like looking like a Picasso. What happens to you when you smoke a doobie and there are no of the blood sugar enhancers around, what we call the twink or the ho-ho?
All I would have to do if I was on the ganja, as you call it, all I'd have to do is if those none of those were around, I could walk over and get a bag of Dixie Crystal sugar from the local Quickie Mart for about 99 cents to get my sugar fill if I needed that. I mean, it's
oh, my
foolish.
God. Oh, my God,
explain,
man.
Explain to me the difference between...
Okay, well, obviously, man, there's an aesthetic. You're an artist, man, as I is, too. And there's an aesthetic difference between a bag of Dixie Crystal sugar and a substantial twink, ho-ho, or Little Debbie cake.
No, what there is there's a method for you to grandstand and substantiate your illegal drug use.
No, sir.
By latching on to what's going on in the public forum. The Interstate Bakery strike has nothing to do with you.
The Interstate Bakery strike is about that we do not have the delivery of these blood sugar enhancers. Okay, you could call them munchies, you could call them snack cakes, whatever. But the fact is, 30 million some ganja users are being affected, and a lot of those are artists, musicians, and people such as yourself. Now, you say you don't spark owl.
No, I don't.
Never?
No.
Then why do you use the term ganja?
I guess because I'm an artist and I have the liberty to. So
no, not only if you're a ganja, not if you're only an owl. If you spark owl, yeah, then you can.
I'm sorry, it was such a closed club. The thing is, the deal that you're trying to latch onto is Interstate Bakeries is affecting 30 million different people.
Yeah.
Well, what makes you think that all 30 million of those people reach for a Twinkie or a Hostess? How come some of them don't go to Krispy Kreme?
I mean, some of them, yeah, exactly.
Well, many of them do go to Krispy Kreme. Many of them go to Magic Castle or White Castle, okay? But what I'm saying is a lot of them go for a very convenient. We have a hard, fast figures. $100 to $200 million worth of business is done every year by Interstate Bakery from marijuana users and ganja users exclusively.
Now, I wanted to know how
you're taking
got those
that
numbers.
Out of. Huh?
How did you get the numbers?
You get those numbers from High Times Magazine, National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. If you don't smoke, and you say you don't smoke?
No,
then what's the difference between you and Britney Spears?
Oh, come on, man. The guy is a – Britney Spears is a pop well, – musically
– No, I'm asking him, Mr. Henry, if you don't mind. Don't bail him out. Don't bail – what's the difference between you and –
Because he doesn't smoke dope.
No, I'm asking him. I'm not asking you.
I'll tell you exactly what it is.
You and Britney Spears, there's no difference at all.
Yeah. except for the fact,
except
that,
the fact that she's
I'm
got the money.
Female. I'm highly educated in what I do. I have already 2 degrees in my field, and I'm working on a third. I've exhibited
right.
all
I don't
the
think
United
you need
States.
To. I don't think you need to answer that, sir. I think everybody knows that you are you, and she is she, and there you go.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Cross City. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Please, thank you for not making that guy rationalize himself to this nut that you've got on your show. Ganja.
I'm talking about the religious rights of Native Americans as well. If you want to trivialize what artists go through, that's one thing.
Yeah, okay. First
you want
of all,
to mess around
let
with
me
an
apologize
Indian.
To you for using your sacred word ganja. Okay, obviously,
you're not an artist.
You have smoked a little too much.
You not know art? You an artist?
In a certain field, I am. Not in the
no,
same
ma'am.
One as you. And
I'm talking
about
musicians
about being
and movie
artist
stars,
that,
too.
Who are you to judge someone else's art over the radio?
Musicians... artists of all kinds.
Yeah, you've said that several times.
All right,
man.
Those are people that use the term ganja. You have no right to use ganja. You do not have none of the right.
None of the right?
You no, ma'am,
you
don't.
With your rights that you get when you smoke pot?
No, I'm simply saying that there's some dues that have been paid by the ganja users of this country. If you want to trivialize them, ma'am, that's your business.
Okay, how about
some
I'll,
dues
you call
all right,
it
hold
ganja.
On. I want to ask the lady,
in
Cross City.
I'll call it
ma'am,
marijuana.
Hold on. Ma'am, just
okay?
hold on. Hold the line, both of you, please, okay? +1 800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. And that number again, 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder, who is the drummer with the band Dark Horse, on the line with us. And we're talking really a little bit of this is about the interstate strike that has been going on The Interstate Bakery, there's no strike by Interstate Bakery, but the Teamsters are striking, and the Interstate Bakery delivers Hostess, Twinkies, and Ho-Hos, and cupcakes, and things like that. As a marijuana smoker, or as you say, Jeff, you're a ganja smoker.
I'm a ganja smoker, Phil, because I'm a musician, and I'm an artist, and I do believe in using the more respectful appellation ganja as a musician.
As a ganja smoker, not being able to have these blood sugar enhancers, as you call them, which is the Twinkie or the Hostess cupcake, means that you suffer?
That is correct.
And as a result, you're not creating as well?
You're not creating as well. It doesn't even have to have anything to do with me. If they don't solve this strike and the ganja users, and I'm talking also about Native American ganja users as well, don't get the Ho-Ho or the Pepperidge Farm Goldfish, you're talking about a lot of musicians I think would be very upset, and I would like to organize petition a group of them, that we seriously think about not creating until we do get the Twinkie or something like that.
All right, let me get back to this lady who was holding on at Cross City. Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm just listening to this. I'll tell you, I came in when this guy was a couple breaks ago, and I honestly thought maybe it was some sort of a joke or a parody. And I'm a fairly conservative homemaker at this point. Let me finish. Let me talk.
Right.
I've listened to you for a long time.
You've spent as many years as I have looking into the situation.
I'm going to finish. I'm really just blown away by this. I have a lot of friends who are musicians. I was raised in a very open, my parents were hippies, you know, so I know all about it. I've smoked plenty of pot myself. I don't do it anymore because of my own personal religious beliefs.
Right.
And that's, if you want to smoke ganja, and I say that in respect for you, you go right ahead. But I really think
why did you quit smoking the hemp?
Because of my own personal religious beliefs, I avoid all stimulants.
The hemp takes you further into the religious
and
area.
And at this point, I mean, you are just so far out there.
No, ma'am,
you're representing some sort of group
I'm talking about
there's
Native
musicians
Jamaicans
and artistic types. And just a regular, everyday marijuana user who is sitting back right now thinking, you need to go eat a Twinkie or make yourself a Duncan Hines
cake or something. Can I demonstrate something for you, okay?
Don't play me any more music, but you can demonstrate something for me. Sure,
well,
go ahead.
Well, ma'am, I'm talking about the creative efforts of musicians everywhere. After smoking ganja, it is a stimulant of the creative side. And I know, just if you just listen, okay, this is a tune that I wrote.
Let him play anything else for me.
Are you going to play the same thing?
Just
play about 5 seconds, okay?
This is just called, it's the song that I wrote. It's called I Got Some New Love and It Belongs to You. 1, 2, 3, I Got New Love, Belongs to You. Got New Love, Belongs to You, okay? Did you hear that part?
Listen, what's his name again?
My name's Jeff Dowder, ma'am.
Back off the phone, Jeff, all right?
Jeff.
No, but what I'm trying to tell the lady is I got new love and it belongs to you.
Man, I remember this from my pot-smoking days.
Yeah.
Jeff, can
what?
I talk for a second? Man, you're so hyped up. Do you smoke pot
all
the time? No,
I love life, you know? Do you love life?
Jeff.
Do you love life?
Jeff, I love life. Jeff, do you smoke ganja all the time, or do you go for maybe a few hours or maybe a whole day without it?
I don't know, ma'am. Do you go very long without masturbating? I mean, or can you actually go a whole day without doing it?
My husband takes care of all my
sexual
needs.
Of all the
needs,
masturbation in the house, your husband takes care of? Oh, okay.
All right, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, she's being a smart ass with me, man.
No, wait.
She wants
to
know, are you smoking dope?
You're asking me if I'm smoking dope morning, noon, and night.
Yes, I am.
It is the artistic stimulation.
He won't let me ask your question.
Your question is, does he smoke a lot of dope? And I think we figured out that he does.
No, it's not. My question is, if his point is that his ganja, marijuana use, and I do not want to offend him by using ganja in a
All right, thanks for your call. Here is Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Miami, hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I've been on the road since I was 7 years old. I'm 43 now. I played with some of the greats in the business, Tommy Rowe, Buck Owens. Just to name a few.
Are you a studio musician or are you a touring musician?
I'm a guitarist. Okay,
play,
I'm a studio musician, basically.
I use marijuana
myself, personally, and most of the guys I know, we use it for relaxing, we party. But creative? I don't think so, brother. I want some of what you're smoking right now.
No, man. I'm talking about, you know as well as I do, name any good album you never heard. They all smoke ganja and you know about it. You talk, you gig with Buck Owens? Hello?
He hung up on you.
Well, he said he gigged with Buck Owens. I can tell you right now, Buck Owens partied like a mofo, man.
Well, I don't want to know who smoked dope and who didn't, all right? And I you know what, with all due respect, Jeff, that song, I Found Some Love and It Belongs to You.
What about it?
I would say if that's what you create after smoking a lot of weed.
Oh, here we go, man. Now you're going to put me down because you think you're better than me, right?
Yeah. No, I'm not putting you down.
That I Found Some Love and It Belongs to You is one of the top. This tune is going to be in court. Oh, forget it, man. You don't know anything about it.
Well, I'm just saying it didn't strike me as good.
Maybe you want to blast up.
Great, I'll blast up, then everything will sound good. Hell, I might even want to kiss you on the lips after I blast up. But that's a whole different thing, okay?
You do that, man. I hope I'm on the other side of the room.
Great. The point is to say that the Teamsters, with their strike against Twinkies, is denying marijuana smokers and ganja users their creative stimulus.
Don't judge this song because you haven't heard the whole song.
Forget the... All right, let me go to a phone call. Forget the song. I'm talking about the Twinkie strike, okay?
I got it, man. I'm with you. My mind travels on both tracks. I know.
Good. So, listen to me. Hudson on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes. My name is... I guess that's not really important. I'm a minister. And, you know, I wanted to just make a comment to let this person know that smoking marijuana, ganja, whatever it is, does not bring you closer to God. I don't understand how people...
I didn't say it brings me closer. I'm talking about the Native Americans. Many of them use the ganja for their Native American trip,
well,
you know.
I've heard you refer to, you know, like what you told the lady... You know, was that you know it by smoking brings you, in a sense, in a more religious way, you know, brings you further out, you know, as far as your religion is concerned or as far as God is concerned.
Thank you know, Jesus for creating the ganja for me, you know.
Well, see, God created many of things in the world, but it's man and the enemy, which is the devil, that corrupted the things
right.
that God has brought into the world. Excuse me, by doing anything outside of seeking the face of God and outside of doing the will of God, it's not going to bring you any closer.
If you blast up, man, you see things that you've never seen before if you blast up.
If you have to understand, what is your name again?
My name's Jeff Downer, okay? But blast up, all I'm saying is I want the experience to be optimized. Why can't I have the holo?
Let me just say this, Jeff, because I'm on a cell phone and I don't know if I'm
see the world as God intended us to see it.
Listen, Jeff.
You believe, okay. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I believe it, man.
Jeff, you have to understand this one thing, that the experience that you have with Christ is not brought about by a physical means of smoking anything or anything like that. You have to understand where the form...
All right. I don't think he gets that whole thing.
I understand, man.
All right, but I appreciate the call, sir. You don't understand the religion.
I'm saying the Jamaica, God made it, I smoke it, that settles it, dude.
All right, what is this list of musicians?
We have basically petitioned Bruce Springsteen, the Beach Boys, the Who, the Temptations, Dusty Springfield, also actors Charlie Sheen, Woody Harrelson, Robert Urich, Kate Jackson, Peter Fonda, Dennis Hopper, and Conrad Bain to not be artistic and not do no art stuff until the strike against the Twinkie makers is settled.
So what is this going to do?
If we deprive people of the music of the Temptations and Conrad Bain... And
Conrad Bain's an actor, right? He doesn't make music?
Well, I mean, if we deprive people of the acting of Conrad Bain, then the Twinkie strike will get settled. Hello?
Yeah, okay. Let me just say something, okay?
No, but did you...
No, I don't know. Hold on for a minute. This is why a lot of people think that pot smokers don't have it together.
Mr. Henry, if...
Just listen to me. You just made the statement, if we deprive people of the acting of Conrad Bain... The Twinkie strike will get settled.
Yeah.
You're stoned, man. You're baked. You're cooked. You're sunbaked.
I said the exact thing I want to say.
No, I know you did. Deprive people of the acting of Conrad Bain and the Twinkie strike is settled.
Enough said, man.
Great, enough said. There you go. Okay. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Ain't I going to take no more phone calls?
No, that's fine. We got your message out there. If we deprive everybody of Conrad Bain, the Twinkie strike gets settled. Thank you so very deeply for calling the show.
Okay, man. Thanks for having me as a guest.
You got it.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, man. I don't see no Conrad Bain. I'm going to be making some phone calls to Hostess. What does he want? What do you want?
Can I play another tune?
No, I don't want to hear another tune. 1-800-449. I'm stoned. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. That's the number to our radio show. Also, log on to philhenryshow.com. Pick up the best of the Phil Henry Show CD. $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. We've raised $114,000 in the last 3 months for my friend's place, the Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood. What a tremendous, tremendous outpouring of generosity from our listeners, and we're always very thankful. And my friend's place, if you want to know the kind of work they do, I mean, it's just great, man. They help these kids that are just about, as I always am fond of saying, the least lovable kid there is. He's a teenager living on the street. That's not a kid that you want to pick up and cuddle. I love these child abuse advocates, don't you? You know what that means? Basically, it means they care about the kid until he's about, say, 8 or 9. And then after that, when he becomes a big, tall, pimply, ugly teenager, hey, you're on your own, Charlie. And yet these kids are not of age, many of them. They're still under the age of 18. Their parents don't want them back. And they're living out on the street. And what my friend's place has done for the last 12 years is pick these kids up off the street, clean them up a little bit, and try to give them some options. Job counseling, medical testing and counseling, telephone to use, a shower to use, a day room to use. I remember I was over there on a Friday. The kids are sitting around, are eating pizza. They're playing freaking Scrabble and they're watching a movie. Big deal, okay? It's not a shelter. So they're not hanging out there 24 hours. The doors close at night and you're kicked back out. But maybe what you're taking away from the place is some sense that, you know, I had to change my life or turn my life around a little bit. So that's what they do. They open up in the morning. At night, they shut it down. And, you know, the kids, perhaps in that 8-hour period that or 10-hour period that my friend's place is open, have found a new way of looking at themselves and their lives. So that's what they do. And that's why we donate our money from the sale of our CD to them. They're great people. And we're very happy to have been assisting them. So 114 G's, and we're really happy about that. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Just found out from Mike Schaefer, my producer. And I didn't even think of it either, because we were referencing Conrad Bain, who was the father on Different Strokes. At least, Jeff Dowder was. Dowder, is he under the impression that Conrad Bain is a big dope smoker or something? Because he is going to write Conrad Bain and tell him to boycott being an actor until the Twinkie strike is solved. And Schaefer says to me, you know, I watched that show for years and I didn't know that it wasn't Different Strokes. It's Different Strokes. I said, what are you talking about? He says it was D-I-F-F apostrophe R-E-N-T, different. And I said, yeah. And he says, don't you see? Don't you get it? They were playing the ghetto angle. They were doing the whole different. Well, I said, I still don't get it. Oh, that was the one with the black kid. Yes, Gary Coleman. Now I understand. So there were two black kids being raised by a white guy, and they kind of funked up the household a little bit. They made it funky. So is different. And I said, holy Jesus, they're playing the, and I put this in apostrophes, the coon angle, end quote. Different strokes as opposed to different strokes. So then he says to me, and that's not all. Do you know that for years, Ice-T has misspelled his name? I said, okay, tell me about that. What do you mean Ice-T misspelled his name? He said, it's spelled I-C-E-D-T-E-A. Iced tea. And he spells it Ice-T. I-C-E, capital T. This dumb black man can't even spell his own name. I said, there's got to be a reason for that, Mike. He said, no. The guy's name is Iced-T, and this cat's laying it out, I-C-E, capital T. What's up with that? I said, well, now you're starting to sound a little, you know, ghetto-like. And I said, you just better back off, okay? Iced-T. That's great, man. God, just shows you how dumb some people are, huh? Guy's name is Iced-T. Even Ice Cube can spell his name. But Iced-T's got that I-C-E capital T. So that was the extent of that conversation. And then I said, well, let's go over to Trip.com. You ever been to Trip.com? This is a great website. Go to Trip.com. If you know anybody landing at the airport, you can log on and find out where they are. Because Maria and the kids are flying back today. They are back today from their big trip in Florida. And so I logged on to... I was going to say Iced-T. I logged on to thetrip.com and looked up their flight, and I could see it just flying over the over the country. It looked really good. And then I don't know why, but I was afraid that I was going to see the plane like hit the like little smoke thing or something. And I thought, what are you doing, Henry? What are you worried about, man? All it is a little tiny white plane that kind of moves across the landscape. And I'm thinking sick thoughts like, well, what if the plane crashes? Do they show a little explosion? Or they're not even worried about that. But I was tracking their flight all the way across the country. And when you're looking forward to seeing your family, it's a wonderful, marvelous experience. But in some cases, you may be dreading their arrival so you can watch and clean the house up as you have this thing on. You like, let's say you threw yourself some kind of a party or whatever. You set fire to the pool table. You know, you destroyed half the house. You can put this on the trip, and you can watch your wife's plane flying across the country as you're scouring a wall down, you know, or cleaning up somebody's puke. As you're watching that plane, oh, Jesus, she's over Arizona. Oh, I got to catch the bathrooms and everything. Now she's coming into California. Mike is asking, what happens when the plane that you're looking at, the little facsimile plane on the screen, gets smaller and smaller and then disappears? As it's going, I don't know. But it's a cool website, and you can track. And when you're really got nothing to do, I mean, when you got no life at all, you can just track random flights. Just look up any flight. I'm not scared. I know their plane's going to be fine. Catherine said before they left, she said,
what happens if the plane crashes?
I said, well, then you go and meet Jesus. And which everybody thought was in bad taste, but I was actually joking because I said, Catherine, the plane's not going to crash. But if it did crash, you'd go and meet Jesus. And she started to cry, and I went, oh, okay. The idea of meeting Jesus at her age doesn't exactly thrill her. You know what I'm saying? But you get to be with Jesus and the angels. I mean, it was horrible. So the plane ain't crashed, Catherine. You're okay. Well, we'll see them soon. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.